So we're going to move rather quickly. Steve only gave me 10 minutes to preach this sermon, so we're going to kind of have to book through it this morning a little bit. So we're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are known to God, I hope we are also known in your consciousness. In verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, a new has come. All this is from God, whom through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us to the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God. There are four key things that I want to go through this passage with you. The first point I want to make is, in Christ, you are a new creation. When you trust Jesus, there is a change in you, and you are no longer the person that you were before you knew Jesus. The second point I have is, you are a minister of reconciliation. I don't typically use that word very much, so I kind of dug a little bit deeper in that. And basically what that means is, we are called to share the gospel of Christ, meaning we are called to share about how God created us perfectly in his image, how we chose to disobey him, causing sin into this world, which is anything that you say, think, or do that does not please God. So God came down in the form of Jesus to live a perfect life, die on the cross for our sins, so that he could be rose from the dead 3 days later, so that we could have a newness of life, so that we could be brought back to what it was like before sin entered this world. The third point I want to make is, you are an ambassador. We are called to represent Christ. During my first year of college at Iowa State University, I was surrounded by all of these things. My roommate wasn't a Christian. Surrounding me on my dorm floor were people constantly smoking weed, drinking, having sex when they weren't supposed to and weren't married, and all of these other chaotic things that were going around, and that left me with three choices that I could do. I could either choose to join them in all of the things that they were doing. I could either choose to kind of hide my faith and go through the motions of Christianity so that nobody knew what I truly thought and what I truly believed. Or I had the third option, where I could be an ambassador of Christ, where I could boldly proclaim my stance on things, where I could live out my faith for those people who didn't know Jesus to see. I think in many of our lives, throughout our schools, throughout our jobs, it's a lot easier to join the first two of those. It's a lot easier to either join them in what they're doing or go through the motions of our faith and hide and suppress it. The last point I want to make is, in Christ, you are the righteousness of God, meaning in Christ, you are made right with God. I believe Jesus was a shoe shiner. So I'm getting a lot of blank stares with that, which is good. That's kind of what I was hoping for. But basically where I'm getting at with that is, a few years back, I began to get a job at a high-end men's shoe store in Omaha, and there I began to understand the importance of the constructions of a shoe, what made something quality, what made something not quality, as well as how to take care of them. Going forward a little bit, I joined another job at a cobbler shop. Now, like peach cobbler, have you ever heard of that? That's not what we did there. Completely different. So a cobbler shop, for those of you who don't know, they're not as common now as they were years ago, but a cobbler shop is where you take an old pair of shoes and you bring it to this guy, and he removes the sole from it, and he polishes them up and makes them looking brand new. So he brings a beat up shoe and makes it look newer and look it better and give it a new life. And at that job, I had the privilege of basically just polishing all the shoes as they came through. It wasn't actually that great of a job now that I think about it. But I was the last person to see all these shoes and the last person to handle them. And if I did a bad job, it would represent the company poorly. From then, I began to develop more of a hobby where I began to shine shoes on my own time. I Also did it for a lot of my classmates in college for another side income, which was a nice little privilege there. But basically, I ended up getting involved in this Facebook group called Wax and Dyed. So if you guys aren't familiar with what a Facebook group is, it's basically a group of people for different themes of things that you can join. So there's like ministry ones, there's ones for different hobbies, things like that. But this group had 3,500 people in it that basically just love to shine and restore shoes. So I joined them and I reached out to them in this, and I got some pictures from a guy named Chris that kind of helped explain why I believe Jesus was a shoe shiner. So let's go to the first picture. So this is a picture of a high-quality pair of men's dress shoes, and you can see the scuff marks, you can see the creases, but they still don't really look too bad of a pair of shoes, but they could be better. And I think this pair of shoes represents us in a lot of ways. It represents our brokenness, it represents our sin, it represents all the wrong things that we do. And for some people, the shoe could look worse or it could look better than others. But they all need something done with them. Let's go to the next picture. This is the same shoe, and what Chris did with this picture is he basically took this thing called acetone. I've tried this before. It's really messy, and I'm not very good at it, so that's why Chris helped me out with these pictures. But he basically removed all of the polish on the shoe and all the finish of the shoe, and you can also see the creases started to disappear a little bit more in that. And to me, this represents the death of Christ. It represents the removal of all of our wrongdoings. It represents the removal of the sin and the gunk of our life. Let's go to the last picture. This is that same shoe from the first two pictures. Let's go to the fourth picture here. So I believe that last picture kind of represents the resurrection of Jesus and being brought to a new life. When you look at that picture on the left, you wouldn't see the potential in that. You could maybe think that could look a little bit better, but you wouldn't see what it could be. You couldn't see what it would be like to make that shoe new. But Chris, an artist and somebody who has a passion and desire for this, could see the potential in it, just like Jesus could see the potential in you. He could see you at your broken state, but he could see the beauty of what it would like to be made new. He can see what it is going to be for us to experience him in heaven again for the first time. We often miss that. We often miss our brokenness because it might not look that bad to us. It might be okay. But what we often don't see and what we can't fully see here is the newness that we can be made because of a Savior. How we can be set free and cleansed from our gunk and have a newness of life. All because we believed in somebody. All because we believed that Jesus died and rose from the dead. This morning we have the opportunity to see a bunch of videos from professional NFL players who have been made new with Christ. In Christ they have been made a new creation. In Christ, they have been made a minister of reconciliation, sharing the gospel. In Christ, they have become an ambassador of their faith, despite how hard it is being around all the peer pressure that a professional athlete would have. And in Christ, they became the righteousness of God. So please join me as we watch and hear how these NFL players are an ambassador and a new creation for Jesus.